Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. So this is one of those days where none of the equipment was working right and everybody was having a tough time.
I was here.
but this guy made the best of it.
Wind speed. Yes, there are wind speeds. You can't see them here, but if you go outside, your hair will get tussled. So that's where we're at. Because of our technical difficulties today, my boss also asked me to stretch out the weather. So I'm going to try and go into more details here. Delta is spelled
D. What is that noise
in
the background?
This is music.
This is on the way.
Oh, damn it.
It's gonna, I know.
They actually have Kenny G in the background.
Yeah, what?
He was a musical guest.
They have a snake charmer.
That's exactly what I thought.
That is right. The cobra's coming under the basket now as we're talking. Yes.
This is like the music you get in one of those like mid-80s, early 90s. It's like a What About Bob kind of music in the background.
I'm going to try and go into more details here. Delta is spelled D, E, then an L. And there's a T. No, I'm just kidding. Temperatures, it's all blank, folks. It's all blank. But if you look, Yorkton's here.
Let's go back here to it's all blank. Describe Ashley's brain.
It's all blank, folks.
My bank account?
It's all blank, folks.
How much I really care.
It's all blank, folks.
AJ's mind while doing math.
It's all blank, folks.
My thoughts right now.
It's all blank, folks.
The quality of this segment.
It's all blank, folks.
Two of our favorite attorneys on the show now, Hugh and Tara.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
It's good to hear your cheerful voice, especially on a day like today.
I never know if he's being sarcastic.
You meant Tara, right?
I am not the cheerful voices.
That's how big their house is. Tara, where are you?
I'm going into a different room.
This is a bad start.
Press the button, Hugh.
They had a bat loose in their house, and Hugh chased Tara around naked.
Right.
Was that the same?
No, I'm clothed right now. Okay. No, you wish, Hugh.
Tara,
it's been a long day.
And it's only 7:35.
Yeah. I take back what I said about your cheerful voices.
we just had our anniversary, 15 years.
Happy anniversary.
That's a long anniversary.
Thank you.
Did we ever tell you that we met trying a capital murder case together?
Best Carpenter case.
Yeah, okay, I wasn't sure if we told you guys that.
And Hugh, you were married at the time, right? Record.
What was that?
Hugh was married at the time.
Chaz?
Yeah, Jesus, what are you, a witness for the prosecution? Just what I need. Motion to reopen.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Increase that alimony.
All right, well, then
the
down...
The last person in the world who's paying...
No, but
lifetime
I'm saying,
alimony.
Well, what I'm saying is you guys met then.
Right. You met.
And
I'm glad you clarified that.
That's all I meant by that.
Well, further investigation, you know.
You met then, and then later, a relationship.
Met again.
Yeah.
Right.
And we've met many times since.
Yeah.
Right. Like you said, many going.
Tara, what was
We're not going to meet much more if you don't be good, Hugh.
Tara, what was it about Hugh that sparked your interest?
His tall, dark, and handsome looks.
That's right.
And he's the most confident, self-possessed man and such great character. And boy, what a trial attorney.
Who's she talking about?
My
partner, Greg.
She mentioned possessed.
But anyway, No, he was. And we tried that case together over the course of like 4 or 5 months.
And they both got life.
But boom.
Did they really? No, you two got life.
They got life, yes.
Okay, you two got life.
Yes, they did.
I think they should start their own stand-up act,
yes,
both of them.
Oh, my God. You know how many times I've heard that line, they've both got life?
Not enough. I'm here for a few more.
Hugh, what was it about Tara?
Looks.
He's
brains.
He's so deep.
She's a sexy woman.
Oh, thanks, Hugh.
She's the love of my life.
Aww.
You guys need time together or what? We'll be over here.
That's sweet.
Well, I remember the first time AJ and I were together the first time we saw those two.
Yep.
Remember, it was at the mayor's balls.
Yes.
Mayor right? Balls. So it was, the mayor of East Haven, West Haven, and New Haven.
Yep.
Instead of having three separate mayoral balls, they had one big one in New Haven.
One big balls, yes.
True.
And AJ wore some coat from like 1982.
Yes, I did.
So right before we even walked in, I'm like, AJ, this is fancy.
And you were in your casual look.
Yes.
And you wore casual.
I actually wore a suit.
He did. He did wear a suit.
But we were in the place and walking across the ballroom dance floor. This couple looks like they just walked out of a James Bond movie.
Yeah, him in a tuxedo, her in a red dress.
Hugh is in a tuxedo, and like Tara said about his confidence.
Yeah,
you can just tell. Like this guy, I don't know, he's super rich,
yeah,
and look at his hot wife.
Years old.
Yep,
yeah.
He's amazing.
Tara looked like she should be walking down a red carpet. She's got this like form-fitted sequin dress. I'm like, these two people are, they're movie stars.
You stuck out big time at Julia.
So I asked someone, who is that? Who are those people? And they told me, and I said, well, we need to get them on the show.
Yep.
That was like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It was, do you believe that?
Yeah. It goes by fast.
It does.
So you guys were, you know, not that I'm great at math, but so you were only together for 3 years at that point.
Thank you, Jez.
In case you didn't know.
No salvaging this, Jez.
That's why
you still, you know,
that's why still dressed
in case
up
my ex had any doubts at all about bringing me back to court.
Oh, thank you very much.
Just plain insanity.
Oh, I have so many more questions I want to ask right now, but probably.
Of all the things we talked about as possible topics this morning, my divorce was not one of them.
I know. We said to you, we're going to talk about juries,
okay.
I think, now.
All right. Hold on. Who opened that door? And you guys know about opening doors, right? Who opened the door for the line of questioning? It was our anniversary.
Right. More like a can
of worms.
Oh, my
God. That was really good, Chaz.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to resume jury trials in Connecticut. What do you guys think of that, and how's that going to work?
The criminal courts are an absolute mess right now.
There hasn't been a criminal jury trial since March, has there?
No, and I don't know. First of all, the people who are willing to come in with COVID, I'm not so sure I want those people, the eager beaver types on my jury, especially as a defense attorney. There's something about people who are dying to do jury service that tend to be more law enforcement oriented. So that's one consideration for me. But the safety issues, I mean, you're in these little deliberation rooms.
That's the big problem, the safety issues. The judges who administer the courts have a gigantic problem keeping these people safe.
And they have to wear, if they're going to wear masks, you can't read the jurors' faces when you're questioning, so you don't know if you're boring them.
Yeah, well, poker faces,
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
how about outside the tent?
The upside would be you'll have less elderly napping during the trial.
Right.
The jury.
Right.
We have that now, but it's the lawyers who are doing the napping.
Usually it's the judge.
Not a good thing.
Judge!
It's so true. Judges have napped.
They do. Those are five.
No, but it's just. But what's happening is that, you know, in like the criminal courts, people get arrested and then their cases get postponed. So the amount of criminal court cases that are accumulating that are not getting resolved.
I had a judge call me up to the bench before closing argument, and he said, "Counsel," he said, "I've been known to fall asleep during closing argument. If that happens in this case, do not wake me up."
Now, does a judge need to hear closing arguments if there's a jury?
Yes, because there could be something improper said during a closing argument. So if there's an objection.
It's generally by the judge, the improper comment.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
for you.
Don't wake me up, for example. Yes.
It's such a disaster right now. So
we're building a backlog.
Yeah. Which is not good. People are stuck in jail. I have a person in jail that I believe is truly, truly innocent. He was in a car where a bunch of marijuana was found in the
trunk. You've never said that before.
No, he was getting a ride by his friends, and there's 37 pounds of marijuana in the back of the trunk. And it gets pulled over, and they're all arrested, but he's on parole. So when you're on parole and you get arrested, they just yank you back into jail. So the friends,
picky.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get a trial, but there's no mechanism to get a trial. So he's just sitting there. So
he was a passenger in the car?
Holding with
the
pie.
He was in the back seat of the car getting a ride.
Ah, that's
and
tough.
And his friend, and there was two other guys in the car, a driver and a passenger.
Sarah, I don't know why you're saying this. Chaz and AJ have already convicted this guy. Put him, tuck him away and stay prison for 4 years.
I think I'm okay with this guy.
I always said, give me some of the pot.
I like how Tara started with, this guy, really, truly, I truly feel like, unlike all of my other clients, right. This one is really innocent.
But this guy's really, truly innocent.
Truly innocent.
That was the weed talking.
They're all innocent, but this one's truly innocent.
Gentlemen of the jury.
Oh, God. No, but it's terrible. So now he's stuck in jail. And, you usually could file a speedy trial motion to get the case on trial. And there's no trial. So...
But we do ask him during voir dire in our jury selection, do you listen to Chaz and AJ in the morning? They say yes.
Guilty.
Goodbye.
Guilty.
What are some of the worst jury decisions you've seen?
Tara thinks everyone she lost.
That's true. That's what I said. Everyone I lost.
Might be a little biased, yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, the quintessential worst jury, I shouldn't say worse because I understand what happened, but it's the O.J. case.
Right.
What's amazing, too? Hugh and I teach at a law school, and when we bring up the O.J. case, for example, the kids have no idea what we're talking about.
Let alone the Kennedys.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That's how long ago it was. That's
how old we are.
I know, but that's got to be the case where the evidence was so overwhelming.
In the Rodney King case, which I think is responsible for the O.J. verdict.
Right.
Right. That was one of the – remember the Rodney King case where he was beaten by the police officers and then the officers were acquitted?
Right. That's the whole reason why they moved O.J.'s trial from Brentwood, which would have been –
big mistake.
A whole different community into downtown L.A. They felt, one, they couldn't have a bunch of rich people convict O.J. So they had so much evidence, they could move it anywhere and get a conviction. And that wasn't true. But I would think that that's an example of how high-powered, excellent attorneys can lawyer, right? So you
screw up a case.
Yeah.
Right, so the prosecution screwed up.
He wanted to prove how fair he was by trying.
You mean the prosecutor wanted to by moving it? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the big mistake that the state made. But OJ's team, I mean, that's probably lessons in what to do right?
Absolutely.
Right, but OJ's team wasn't that impressive altogether. I didn't think. I mean, I don't necessarily attribute the win to them. That jury was not going to convict. I just don't believe they would have, because they have different life experiences they were drawing on, and they really did not believe the law enforcement testimony.
What are you saying? Mickey Mouse could have tried that case for one.
Yeah.
You could have, baby.
And the worst thing is now we have the Kardashians TV show because of them. Thank you.
No, but
God, exactly.
Absolutely.
If right.
Responsible.
Yeah, so that to me is the worst. And he's right, the Rodney King case. I mean, how do you acquit those police officers? They were caught on tape.
Video.
Mercy. Yeah.
Just beating him with nightsticks.
Yeah, the worst.
As he was trying to give up.
The worst.
Right.
But OJ's team did find tape on Mark Furman, witnesses on Mark Furman. I mean, they dug deep into the investigators. They found mistakes made by the the CSI people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remember when Barry Sheck cross-examined the DNA expert?
Fun. And Bailey cross-examined
Mark Furman.
Right.
Did a good job.
Yeah. That was a great team.
But young people don't even know anything about this case. It's amazing.
If you have law students going into your class who don't know about O.J., you should just say, get out.
Exactly. No reason
being
here.
If you want to be an attorney and if you haven't Googled, big trials yet,
yeah. Good job researching things.
Save your parents money.
The school has already told them to get out for other reasons. Christ's sake, they can't come on campus.
The law students are so sensitive right now. I don't know if I told this before, but I was teaching a class, and I was drawing on my experiences that sometimes involve cases involving sexual assault, et cetera, et cetera. After class, one of the students came up to me and basically admonished me and said, hey, you should not have brought up topics of sexual assault without giving us a warning ahead of time so that we could absent ourselves from the class. And
what's that warning called?
The trigger warning.
Trigger.
It would trigger bad feelings. So I said, but you're
listen to your program, it would be triggering. Trigger that.
They'll melt.
Right. I mean, Ashley made a good point. How are they going to be a lawyer?
They're not going to be able to be a lawyer.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
No, I said to her, I said to the woman, I said, but you want to be a trial lawyer, and you're going to need to have a little bit of a thicker skin. No. You should have let us know. It brings back bad memories. I was just, oh, my God. You have to walk on eggshells now.
Well, thank you for coming on. We miss you guys.
Yes.
What's it going to have?
What do you got?
We don't really know yet, but Steve Greenberg, the innovation insider guy, has some ideas. What do you think, Steve?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, well, it's all rumor because we will know officially at 1 o'clock today when they make the official announcement. But the word on the street is that the iPhone 12 will actually be four phones. There'll be a mini, just the regular, a pro, and a pro max.
Wait,
so it
mini?
Comes in four different sizes.
Mini, regular.
Now, the mini's going to be that original size?
No, I think the mini is a little bit smaller. It's going to be maybe something like from an earlier iPhone size, a 5.4-inch. Then the regular, which will be what you kind of are used to now for like the 11 and the 10.
Massive.
And the Pro will be 6.1, and the 12 Pro Max will be 6.7 inches.
Then there's a Ron Jeremy. It's a really big one. Wait, see that phone.
6.7, that's like bringing a television screen with you. I just don't know. Where do you put that? Yeah. That's,
I think you got to have a fitness, a jacket pocket, if any of us wear jackets anymore, the blazer jacket. But, it's not going to fit in your back pocket too easily, and you certainly don't want to be sitting on it. I would say it's a big phone. But if as you're getting a little bit old, as I'm getting a little bit older, having a bigger screen is actually pretty helpful. So,
I want smaller.
Smaller than you're going to look at the mini. And the mini's going to be a great price point, too.
I'm getting I'm having a problem with my hand because my pinky goes to the front of the phone to keep it from falling over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now my hand looks like I have arthritis.
You're getting eye pinky.
Yeah, I'm getting eye pinky.
Eye pinky. Right.
So I want something small that I could keep in my hand and text with my thumb.
The new phone comes with a dolly. You actually cart it around.
Steve Greenberg is on the Innovation Insider. We're linked up at the radio station website. We're talking about this new iPhone. They're going to talk about it today, the Apple big meeting, and we'll find out all about it. And we'll have Steve on tomorrow to compare notes. So size, how about the mouthpiece, all right? Because the iPhone 10 sucks. It does everything very well except for be a phone.
Yeah.
When folks call the show, we could tell they're on an iPhone.
They have mask voice.
By the poor quality of the audio.
What's that sound? They have mask voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Funny you should say that because I think one of the things they're talking about is definitely making the microphone better. I know the cameras are definitely getting better. They're going to have 3D sensing abilities, not only on the front camera, but now on the back camera too.
Ugh.
So the advantage to that, right, the front camera uses because the 3D sensing is what is able to do your facial recognition.
But, Steve,
by
hold
putting
on.
It
you
on.
See how you just went right over the mouthpiece? You're like, yeah, the mouthpiece,
but
the camera.
Oh, my
no,
God,
that's
camera.
What Apple does. It's like, it's got a mouthpiece, but it's got all this other stuff.
They're all talking the phone
It'll
part.
Open
Who cares?
Your cans and get you a cold beer.
Right.
No, I want it to be a phone first, job one, phone.
Right. I want to hear the person.
iPhone.
They hear me, yes.
So you're saying that the mouthpiece is going to be improved? You heard that it's going to be improved?
I've heard it's a better microphone,
okay.
Yes. So so that would be good for, to solve that issue you're having.
By
the price
the
point.
All right. And then I'm sorry, the cameras, 3D, both sides?
3D. Right now you have 3D on the front side, where the apps are. This way it's able to do your facial recognition. By putting on the rear side, it's going to help with all sorts of augmented reality things. And for portrait mode, we'll go into a whole new – because it'll really be able to see depth and it'll explain it. It'll have four little cameras on that side.
I want X-ray.
So like if you're looking at a stovetop, you know, it'll have four circles in a square so that you can have all. And the telephoto is going to be significantly better than the telephoto on the 11.
See?
So that's another big change.
All rumor. You know, it still blows my mind the quality of pictures you could take with a stupid phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can put all these filters and do, you know what it was like just a few years ago? You know, you'd have to get a regular photographer,
yes,
take the picture, and then they'd have to develop it.
Exactly. They'd retouch it, yada, yada, airbrush this out.
It's amazing. Give it a third eye, your forehead. 3 seconds.
Exactly. Right.
I remember in college I had to carry my phone and a camera. Two separate devices.
Right.
Right.
Both hands were full.
Yeah. I literally shoot segments for television stations around the country, and I'm shooting them with my camera. I mean, with my iPhone,
wow,
which is amazing that it's, you know, broadcast quality enough that stations are using it. I mean, it doesn't look as great as
Steve, do you have an iPhone 10?
I have an iPhone 10. That's why I sound the way I do.
See,
I'm not wearing a mask.
I hope Steve Greenberg, the innovation insider, is going to upgrade.
Are you eating a pork chop right now?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going for the 12. And in fact, when I record segments, I end up using an earbud that I have with a great microphone on it so that I can bypass the microphone on the phone. So I've already seen that problem and tried to solve it temporarily.
We're talking about the iPhone 12, and they're going to announce the details today at 1 o'clock, and then Steve will be on tomorrow to tell us why we should be excited about it. I heard that a big part of this is going to be 5G, right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest part of the whole story. It's definitely, and not only one version, but all four versions of this phone are going to be 5G, which will really make a huge difference in.
It's also the price of the phone, 5G.
But will it? Like, we don't have 5G everywhere.
We don't have 5G, exactly. So until Verizon and AT&T complete the process, you're still going to be working on the same network we're working on right now.
Every country in the world has 5G but us. And it's free, and it's... Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I have a feeling there's some kind of...
The conspiracy going on.
No, there's some money involved. Oh, someone somewhere paid someone something
to keep
that from us.
Exactly.
Every
we'll find this person.
In the world.
Right.
I think there are places where they're living out in the woods with grass skirts, and it's like, hey, 5G's good, though, right?
Yeah.
You know, I go to Japan every once in a while, or used to when we travel, and C-Tech is their big show there. And their phones were always like 2 or 3 years ahead of our phones, like the bells and whistles that they had there. And it's just like because we're such a big market, until they test something out in a smaller market, see how it flies, they don't, then Samsung and Apple decide to bring it to us. But we're definitely lagging behind, especially in the case of 5G and tech stuff. So that's a mystery. One of the big pieces of news, this is where the drum roll comes in. Big news.
Oh, drum roll.
The iPhone 12 may come in dark blue.
Not dark blue.
Dark blue.
Like nighttime.
We've been waiting so long.
I know. I have tears while I'm telling you. It's Phantom Blue, I think is what they're calling it.
Ooh, just in time for Halloween.
Nice. I want raspberry red.
That's the iPhone 13.
Thank you.
That seems like a who cares.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's one of the. And again, this is all rumor. We'll know at 1 o'clock if all this is true. But this is what people are saying right now.
None of this stuff sounds like game changers, right? Except for the different sizes.
Look, I would say the 5G is the game changer. But again, it isn't really a game changer. It's like when 4K televisions came and before there was 4K content. So I would say it's the same thing here. 5G is really a game changer, but it really means nothing until the network that you listen to your phone on has 5G.
My thought is,
but at least you'll be prepared for it.
I'm not going to buy a 5G phone until we have 5G here everywhere, because what will happen, AJ?
It won't work.
You buy the 5G phone, and then by the time it's 5G everywhere, that phone's outdated,
yes,
and they have a much better 5G phone.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. No matter what you get a year from now, it'll be outdated. I mean, I don't care. I mean, anything that comes out is going to be outdated in a year. So that's just the way the phone business works.
Yeah, I have the 11. I bought the 726.
This is a big cycle for it.
What's that, AJ?
I have the 11. I bought December 26th, so now you're saying it's outdated?
Right.
It's only been not even a year yet.
Yeah, I got the 11 for Christmas this past year also.
Yeah.
And but they, according to the other predictions, that because they're the 11 did so that people are all sort of like, a lot of people are still in the 10 version, like I am, they're expecting 12 to be a big, big seller. So this should be a good year for Apple.
Really?
In case you're worried about Apple, it should be a good year. Don't worry about them. They should be okay,
Who
it looks
knew
like.
Knew they would do better after Steve Jobs died?
Right.
Like, I know. It's really unbelievable.
Why can't they make like some kind of application you pay for to upgrade your phone from 11 to a 12, you know? I mean, you pay for it.
So one thing, for example, is that the new iOS 14 has a bunch of new bells and whistles, which kind of gives you an indication of what the new phone will have. So the 14 has like picture-in-picture, which is going to be very big, where you can be, let's say, watching Netflix on your phone, but at the same time checking your email.
Wow.
And you can move that little box around where you want.
You know, because driving doesn't have enough distractions.
Exactly right.
Right? So now I can watch Netflix, check my email while I'm driving.
No, I have to watch the last episode of Cobra Kai.
No, be cool having an autopilot feature on your phone so you can text.
Wow.
And you can call 911 probably, because you'll probably need that as well.
So after the accident.
That's a good point.
Or a lawyer. Yeah,
while live streaming from the scene.
Right.
Steve Greenberg.
Right, exactly.
The Innovation Insider on talking about Apple's announcement today on the iPhone 12. Do we know what the price range is going to be for these four versions?
I heard that the mini version is going to be starting at $699. So that's the mini version. Which is the same price as the 11 came out at, I think. That's with the lowest amount of memory and the lowest, you know, as you add up other features, that price will go up accordingly. So it's not going to be cheap.
And then what do we know about the 6.7?
I don't have the prices on those. I don't.
Okay. So you know, walking in the door, lowest, cheapest, $699.
Right.
$699 is the least you're going to be able to get out of this.
Wow.
After that, it's going to go up from there. I mean, you're going to be somewhere near $1,000 by the time you get any of the other sizes with some enhanced memory. It's going to be close to $1,000.
I remember the first cell phones, which were the size of a backpack.
They were huge.
That you would put in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Were $1,000.
You actually hit someone with it.
But back then, you could buy a house for $1,000.
You could, yes.
Yeah.
First.
And they weighed like a brick. I mean, they were so heavy.
They did.
I have a little museum in one of my drawers in my my desk, because I haven't recycled my phone, so they're all just kind of sitting there.
That's great.
Like, going back in history.
I got mine for years, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The flip phone, the Razor phone,
the
all those things.
I have them all.
All right, what's that?
The Kyocera was the first phone that could do email and be a phone, too. It had a little tiny crummy camera in it. And that thing was like a big block that you hold in your hand.
I still got a pager.
Well.
I remember the BlackBerry, and that was like, oh, my God, I could do email.
Yeah.
That was the big deal, email, and make a phone call from the same device.
Right.
All right, Steve Greenberg, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the Apple announcement today on the iPhone 12. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
We'll see how much of this is right. Cool. Okay, thanks very much. Take care.
Thank you.
CBS is being sued by actors over NCIS New Orleans robbery scene.
Yeah.
It's a crazy jewelry heist scene on NCIS New Orleans. Got way too real. Two actors involved in the scene, along with the jewelry store owner, have filed a lawsuit in LA against CBS.
Oh my God.
For allegedly misleading them into shooting a realistic guerrilla style armed robbery in broad daylight without proper permits or giving cops and neighbors a heads up.
That part's important right there. Let the cops know.
I think that is a pretty important detail here.
Did I forget to mention the part we're having a fake robbery over here?
Just so everyone knows. Just so all the people, you know, we don't want anyone to feel unsafe.
I mean, well, I'm down on the ground right now with my, you know, cuffs behind me. Just asking.
Three men claimed they were approached by NCIS producers in October of 2017 while filming the robbery. They agreed to do it under the assumption it was a traditional television shoot with permits, police presence, all that stuff. Instead, the men accused CBS of failing to notify local authorities. According to the suit, the owner of the store next to the jewelry store called 911 after seeing the actors jump out of an unmarked van in ski masks.
Oh, whoops. Jesus.
Carrying realistic-looking assault rifles while yelling, "This is a robbery."
Almost came CSI, yes.
That's very scary if you don't know that's
this
fake.
This is a robbery.
I could see how people were concerned.
Right, yeah, yes.
At the very least.
It would stick out.
I saw some stills. So they're all dressed in black. They have ski masks.
Oh, good timing.
And they're holding what look like to be automatic weapons.
Right. Jesus.
And there's three or four of them, and they all run into the store.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yelling, "This is a robbery.
This is a robbery."
Right. Now, hey, how you doing? Good.
And now, if you're dressed like that, do you have to say this is a robbery?
No.
Well, you should let them know.
Like, if I'm working at a jewelry store and four guys come in, ski masks and guns, they don't have to say this is a robbery. Because I'm not going to say, "How can I help you today?"
Right.
I'm just going to say, "Okay, here's everything.
This is a robbery.
Here's the money. I know. You guys are here for the robbery."
Right, yes. Exactly. And right on time, too.
Well, let me get you all the money and the biggest diamonds right now, right away.
You guys are prompt and you look good today.
Yeah. You're going to love these diamonds.
You've been working out?
Other customers don't announce what they're doing. It's not like, "This is a checkout."
Yeah, really.
"I'm here to buy a ring.
I am seeking a necklace."
I don't think you yell, "This is a robbery." I think you say, "Hands where I can see them. Don't move or you're dead."
How about everybody down on the ground?
Right.
That would be funny if everybody...
And it's not casing the sunshine pants and get down. I'm just saying. Yeah. Everybody down on the ground.
Everybody freeze. Everybody get down on the ground.
Which one is the young Philly woman? Freeze, I should get down on the ground.
I mean to say, if and I freeze, I can't rightly drop. And if and I drop, I'm going to be in motion. Yeah, so they call the cops. The cops show up. The cops don't know what's happening.
Yeah, problematic.
Now, imagine if the actors thought, "Oh, these are fake cops.
I'll just point this gun at them."
Right.
I'll improvise the scene.
Yeah.
These bullets feel real. That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's very good.
How'd you do that?
I'm actually, I didn't even know I had blood capsules on me. Oh. Look at this blood.
And there's a white light all of a sudden.
This looks very real.
There's a white light.
Very realistic.
My Aunt Edna's up there. How is she getting phone?
I see an Oscar in our future.
This is starting to sound like a Monty Python bit.
Wow, I'm very dizzy.
Yeah.
Dizzy, yes. Yeah. Yes, me too.
My breathing's labored.
Right, I think I'm going to lay down here on the floor.
I find myself falling right now.
Wow, this blood is warm like it was inside my body.
This is weird. Where these angels come
something.
From? This is so weird. Everybody has harps. What's up with that?
Wearing dresses with sandals.
Well, I don't recall this part of the show.
Right, I don't remember this in the script, this part right here.
And there's some gate, some guy named Peter.
What kind of store is this we're at now?
Oh, it's
with
weird.
A gate and Peter. This is some fancy jewelry store.
I like the fog, the fog effect on
right,
the floor. Like a cloud.
Machine. That's pretty cool.
Like a cloud. There's some big guy with a beard over there. Is that Jerry Garcia?
Are we on a break right now?
I got a cup of coffee.
You know what this is? I think somebody spiked the studio punch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm tripping. No idea.
Jeez.
He's right there.
So cops show up.
Actually, it's Jesus. Thank you.
They point their very real weapons at the actors who say they could have been killed.
Well, they could have been, but the screen didn't call for that, so.
Well, it's very good that they figured out these are real cops.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
That was method acting. The whole begging and crap themselves, that was ad lib.
Where's the director?
Yeah.
Oh, he left.
Yeah. Having a smoke.
Camera guys, they're all gone.
Yep.
Some guy dropped the boom mic. It's just like bouncing on the floor. They're like,
ran.
Yeah. This was a good take. Come on, guys.
Oh, my gosh. The vehicle speeding away. Get in the premise, right back.
Man, wouldn't that be something to hire three people and say, "Yeah, we're filming this scene and we're hiring this crew and you're not going to see them. We're putting cameras. We want a realistic look. It's going to be a one take thing. And if we get it, you know, we're done. And if not, we'll start from scratch, but we want you to go through the entire scene."
Right.
And then just split.
Exactly.
And it's that would be a good, someone must have done this already, right?
If not, they will
like
now.
In a movie?
Yep.
Like you trick these people into thinking they're doing a scene for a movie?
Yeah.
But they actually robbed the place.
Right.
I know the opposite has happened, where they lie to the actors about stuff.
It's a dumbass news.
The three men claimed the ordeal was terrifying and traumatizing. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. Absolutely. Yeah.
That
yeah.
whole almost dying thing, yes.
You have a real police gun pointed at you.
Right. With real bullets.
You know, these cops are a half a second away, like less than, like a fraction of a second. If you just move wrong, because you're holding what they think is an automatic weapon.
Right.
Yeah. That's trouble.
I'm in
trouble.
Act. Boom.
Right.
Tor.
Right. You blink, you're done.
The director heard the police sirens coming. He's like, oh, not part of the scene. Coffee break.
Right. Scene, people. Scene.
Yeah. Well, we're shooting. Do, 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 do. Scene. 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 Scene.
I bet. Let me finish. I'm talking.
Poor choice of words.
When did Tina Turner get here?
Wow.
They said, wow.
Yeah, so they're suing CBS. The network filed docs to get the case tossed out of California court, arguing it involves events that took place in Louisiana.
I never called this part to see when someone goes,
that's when you know you're in bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your defense is, well, that happened in another state.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, state of confusion, apparently. Would they have kept that scene in, though? If they did get smoked?
That's a good question.
Didn't this happen to, was it the Allman Brothers? They were filming a movie about the Allman Brothers.
Uh-huh.
And they were on a railroad track.
Yeah.
Was it a video? It was a video.
Yeah.
Right?
They were filming a scene where he was like in a hospital gurney on this bridge, this railroad bridge, and they did not contact the county to let them know they just showed up.
Right. Oh, and God. Then here comes a train.
They did not expect that anything was coming through and somebody died. Yeah, I think a camera person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Gotta get your permits.
But the footage of the guy was amazing.
All right, we got on to this subject of haunted places in Connecticut. Somebody called in Fairfield Hills, which is one of the most famous haunted places in Connecticut, but in the country.
Yeah.
It's an abandoned mental health facility that was closed in 1995, and some horrible things happened there. And there's tunnels and all the things that would creep you out.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. And then we just had a guy call up. He was on hold for almost 40 minutes. And he said he was in Daytop, which was a therapeutic community center. And he was there, and part of their tasks were to go around and fix the place up.
Okay.
And I remembered that when I was 13, I was working at a radio station in Derby, and we had a public service announcement about Daytop.
You happen to have it?
This is, by the way, this is me at 13.
Okay.
And I've only been in radio for like 5 seconds.
Okay.
Okay? So this is horrible. But here it is.
WLNV with Boston. Don't look back. Daytop's a therapeutic community center dealing with drugs and alcohol abuse. Got any questions?
Who talks like that when they're talking about drugs and alcohol abuse?
Were your pants really tight?
The drugs and alcohol abuse.
It's like your pants are tight.
It's going out to everyone that experienced drug and alcohol abuse.
That's right. You must
try the phase.
Put down the joint.
Partying on your Friday night.
Hey, buzzkill.
8:15, that's 45 minutes of.
8:45 to drive.
So bad.
Right.
So bad.
Well.
Friday night, that's party night.
There's like a million t-shirts right there in those demo tapes.
Yeah.
Friday night. That's party night.
That's party night.
He used to live on Baker Street, but now he moved right down the line.
Yeah. Have you heard this, Ashley?
No.
Here for a treat.
Treat has quotes around it, by the way.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Peter Community Center dealing with drugs and alcohol abuse. Got any questions? Need their services in any way? Feel free to call them. The number 735.
Yeah, 735.
Jerry Rafferty, who used to live on Baker Street, but moved right down the line. Go ahead, Jerry.
Because he wouldn't sing under permission.
What does that mean, down the line?
For permission.
The name
you.
Of the song is it's right song. Down the line. So his first hit was Baker Street. And then he came out with Right Down the Line.
Oh, you were like,
I was being cute. Yes.
That is cute. I like it.
Play the Do It Girls.
Now we explain it to you. Yeah. You got to play Do It Girls. I like how you gave him permission to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have sang.
If there's a t-shirt, that's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Do It Girls.
Do It Girls.
See if I can find it.
It's a bicycle safety. Always be careful. LTD here on WLNV. Every time I turn around, I'm back in love again. How about you?
How about you? How about you?
Who's Chew?
Chew.
How about you?
Chew? From
he just
Rocky
sneezed. It's
how
fine.
You do? See, you met my fatal handyman.
That's right. That's what happened. I went, how about Chew?
Yeah,
about
he Chew? Sneezed. Right. Yeah. That's fine.
How about Chew?
Right. Actually, the guy's name was Chew. Jimmy Chew.
LNV, every time I turn.
All right.
How you doing out there? I'm Charlie Bayes from WLNV. 21 minutes after 6 on your Friday night. How you doing out there? I hope you're partying. I'm only kidding. No, I'm not kidding. I hope you are partying. These guys call themselves Earth, Wind, and Fire. Just got to get you into my life.
See, I was more interested in hitting the post than what I was saying.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm just going to keep talking and contradict myself until I get to that post.
You've been arguing with yourself.
Do you know what hitting the post is?
Right before the lyrics.
Right. You just stop talking and then the singing starts. Right.
Or walking into something.
Very.
What did you say?
Walking into something. So you're either walking in and hitting a post.
Right.
Or...
WLNV, what's Charlie Face? How you doing out there on a Friday night? 39 minutes after 6. Got a musical suggestion.
This is 39 minutes after.
39.
735. This is the Little River Band floating down to Housatonic with Reminiscing.
Jesus.
WLNV with the Little River Band floating down the Housatonic River.
Oh, punch me.
Nice tune to get you in a nice slow mood.
Get you in a nice slow mood.
Get you into a fast mood. It's called Groove Line by Heatwave.
I love this song. Still.
That's a good song.
Who are you here on WLNV with the Who? I'm Charlie Faze, doing it up with the OJs at 10 minutes of 7.
Doing it up.
She used to be my girl. Well, she used to be everybody's girl.
What are you trying to say about her?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I hear this. I'm sweating.
You just go, huh.
Taste the honey here on W.
Just kill
Was
me.
That you?
Yes.
You look pretty heavy.
Are you actually dancing while that's happening?
I'm not listening to him.
Oh,
that's a
welcome
yes.
to my world.
That's a yes.
Welcome to my world. See, doesn't get annoying? What's up with the roof?
I'm literally sweating with embarrassment.
You're
right
bright
now.
Red.
I loved it.
You look like you just worked out.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Embarrassment's just coming out of my pores.
I smell it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.